Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
That's right. Around this time, usually we just check in with you because we know you listen to us while you're out here making that money for you. Okay. So why not check in with you? We've got a dentist clerk here who works at a private hospital. Ose Clarissa.
Yes.
Moro. How are you doing this morning?
Moro. I'm good.
Good to have you on air with us. You a dentist clerk?
Yeah.
What does a dentist clerk do? What do you do? What does your job entail?
Collect short payments from medical aid, basically.
That's it. That's your job. That's all. You collect payments for medical aid and you sort that administration out.
Yes. So when a patient comes in, sees the doctor or does a procedure or whatever, and there's a short payment with the medical aid, the patient becomes liable for that account or that outstanding amount, and then you have to collect it, reconcile it, do all the admin that goes together with that.
Collect it from the patient or the medical aid?
From the patient.
From the patient. Now, this is not in case medical aid does not pay for it.
Yeah, in case medical aid does not pay or the limits were exceeded by the medical aid, the patient has no more benefits left and such.
So essentially, you actually have a very tough job. Come to think about it, Clarissa, Vanjimu no mensa bial, and you have to hassle them and you have to, like, you know, deliver this bad news that this $1,000 or more is not covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to inform them that the medical aid won't pay for this, and they weren't expecting to pay anything, because basically when you have medical aid, you think the medical aid covers everything, but then you also don't take into consideration that you do a lot of doctor's visits. And sometimes some people come to the hospital a lot, so benefits become depleted.
Okay. Now, what was your worst experience that you've ever had? Trying to convey this message to a client or to a patient.
Well, it's very difficult on a daily basis. Patients come in when they don't want to talk about it over the phone. They come in and they're very angry, like, I wasn't expecting to pay this amount, and why wasn't I informed beforehand, before I had the procedure done, and so they come in and they fight, they are angry, they swear, and it's not easy, but it's got to be done.
But, you know, real quick, Clarissa, whose job is it actually to explain this to a patient? Just FYI, just out of curiosity. Because, you know, like, I mean, I've got my medical aid, I get there, and I expect to be helped, I get helped, I get the help, I leave, I think it was covered, and then I get a call, yo, 2 days in run, 3 days in run, it's still outstanding. Whose job is it to inform the patient? That the medical aid is not covering that bit.
It goes both ways, because when you apply for medical aid, when you apply for a certain scheme, you know, you are supposed to know what benefits you have under that certain plan. And then the medical aid also has to inform you if you are not aware when you apply for the medical aid. You need to get in contact with the medical aid and ask them, like, am I allowed to do this procedure? Can I do this? Will it cover 100% or so and so? But for yourself, you're also supposed to know that I chose this plan, this option, and it covers this, but this it doesn't cover. And with this one, it only covers a certain percent. And with government medical aid, you're supposed to know that you have 5% co-payment for everything that you do.
Okay. You have a tough job. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's not easy. Daily,
you have to be emotionally strong. You know what I mean? Because you essentially dealing with people's emotions and health here.
Yeah. You have to keep your head up, and you have to, like, know exactly what you're talking about. Because some people know their stuff. They know, like, my medical aid is supposed to pay for this, and they know this and that. So you just can't come to them with, like, no, your medical aid didn't pay, you have to pay. They would like to know, why didn't the medical aid pay? Why? So you have to know exactly what you're talking about as well. Because they will grill you.
Yesterday. Okay. Let's talk about your actual workspace now. This isn't like the office, you know, where you operate. Who is the workaholic at your office space or in your department?
Who is that?
The workaholic. Like this person is like she's or he's there before everyone else. This person leaves late. This person is this person is just on point, making the rest of you look bad.
I don't mean to brag, you know, but I would say I'm that one.
Oh wait, look at.
Because I do drop off in the morning.
Yeah.
I do drop off in the morning for school, so the kids have to be at school by 7:20. So it's also nearby my work, so I'm here early, and I try to finish stuff, man, for that day before going home. So.
Just they go. Okay. Yeah. Who's the fashionista at the office?
Oh, my colleague, Xian.
What's her name?
Xian.
Xian.
Yeah.
Like she's always on point with her fashion, even the heels and
Alice. She's always on point. She's the mani pedi, the hair's on fleek, and the outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, hospital yella. Yesterday, okay.
Yeah. Was an 8 minutes.
Okay, yeah, okay. Also true. And who's the talkative one? Like, this person just cannot stop talking, but you guys love her or love him for it.
She also, the fashionista as well, because she always wants to show you stuff.
CJ, okay, cool. Now, quick random questions. Okay, quick random questions, and then I'm going to let you go, Clarissa.
Okay.
What is an alcohol brand that made you say you'll never ever drink ever again?
Without a doubt, tequila.
Tequila? Oh, yeah. You know what? We are together in that
It's been more than 10 years since I've had tequila.
It's been more than 10 years? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, you blacked out or what?
Yo, blackout, gok, where else? In the car, really hastily.
And then the next 2 days, you are paralyzed with a hangover. Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
And last question here. For our birthday, we are planning on bringing a big superstar. And I want to know where your vote is going to. Would you want...
Local or...
It's an international, more South African. We will also have locals, by the way. Who would you want to perform at Fresh FM Sweet 16? Vino Miller, Mass Music, McLaren Doughboy, Maestro, or Toss?
Maestro,
nah.
Yes.
Our way, girl. Thank you so much, Clarissa, for your time. We wish you all the best going forward. And yesterday, Jira, tough job, yo. Wow.
Yeah, the summer. Thank you, NSK, man.
Our way, cheers. Keep it fresh, Macy.
All right, bye.
Attention, all runners. The King Price Ongwe Diva half.